convicted non-citizen serial killer. Accused of killing 25 elderly Americans, indicted for 4 murders. By John Binder on July 1, 2022. Billy Kemmermere, a 48-year-old Kenyan accused of murdering 25 elderly Americans and convicted of murder this year, has been indicted for the murders of 4 of those Americans in Collin County, Texas. In April, Kemmermere was convicted of murdering 81-year-old Lou T. Harris, just one of his alleged 25 elderly victims. He is accused of murdering the victims, stealing from them, and then selling their belongings online from April 2016 to April 2018. Kemmermere is believed to be Texas's deadliest serial killer. Now, Kemmermere has been indicted by Collin County prosecutors for 4 of the murders. The victims in the murder indictments are 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, 79-year-old Diane Delahunty, 93-year-old Mamie Mia, and 82-year-old Helen Lee. Lee was previously unnamed in the case. These indictments should serve as a reminder that every victim of a violent crime deserves to have their case investigated and prosecuted. And Collin County law enforcement and prosecutors will work every day to hold violent offenders accountable, Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis said in a statement. The Angel families released a statement, writing, "We, the families and loved ones of Marilyn Bixler, Diane Delahunty, Helen Lee, and Mamie Mia, are grateful to hear of today's 4 additional capital murder indictments. These indictments are another step in holding Billy Kemmermere accountable for the full extent of his horrible crimes. We'd like to thank police and prosecutors for listening to us, and for their continued efforts to see that justice is done for all the victims and their loved ones." Kemmermere was previously indicted in Collin County on 5 counts of capital murder and 2 counts of attempted capital murder. The cases are pending and Kemmermere is set for trial in October. Kemmermere's conviction in April came after his initial murder trial in Dallas County was declared a mistrial when one juror on the 12-member jury ensured that the case's verdict remained hopelessly deadlocked, according to the jury. Aside from Harris, Kemmermere has been linked to 24 other victims. 83-year-old Leah Corkin. 82-year-old Juanita Purdy. 88-year-old Mary Brooks. 84-year-old Minnie Campbell. 82-year-old Ann Conklin. 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis. 85-year-old Norma French. 92-year-old Doris Gleason. 81-year-old Carolyn McPhee. 81-year-old Miriam Nelson. 91-year-old Phyllis Payne. 94-year-old Phoebe Perry. 80-year-old Martha Williams. 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz. 87-year-old Glenna Day. 89-year-old Solomon Spring. 90-year-old Doris Wasserman. 86-year-old Margaret White. 79-year-old Diana Delahanty. 93-year-old Mamie Delmia. 86-year-old Catherine Propes Sinclair. 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler. And 81-year-old Jane Doe. 82-year-old Helen Lee. Soon after Kemmermere's arrest in May 2019, Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermere, born in Kenya, first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermere was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa. Kemmermere's expired United States visa. Photo via Dallas County District Court. Kemmermere's Kenyan passport documentation. Photo via Dallas County District Court. Kemmermere was able to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen in November 2007. Kemmermere had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here. Correction, this story and headline were updated to reflect that Kemmermere entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen.